More than likely, yeah, like a long distance journey.
It's quite hard to avoid, isn't it?
It is, but you know, I think the time I've done it, I've pulled over to a service station for a coffee break, a rest stop. So, you know, but it's never a short distance journey or anything. It's always been like if I've been driving on a 7-hour trip, you know, that's the only time where you sort of hit tiredness.
So getting tired during the course of the journey?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yes, I have.
Is it something you do on a regular basis?
No.
Do you think it's dangerous?
Well, it is. Definitely it is. But sometimes you have no alternative, but you've got to do it, sadly. I don't think I would drive if I felt I was completely incapable of driving. But certainly there have been times where I've thought, well, I've got to go somewhere and I am feeling a bit tired and I've got to do it. But I wouldn't if I felt I was incapable.
And what would you do if you were driving and you kind of thought, I'm a bit tired now? What would be their process
pull
there?
Pull over at the nearest place and have a stiff cup of coffee, I think, and something to eat.
Do you think that's always the solution then, is kind of have a break, have a coffee and then get back on the road?
I think if you've got to, yes. It's the only solution. If you've got nobody else who can help you out.
I mean, the problem is there's not really much choice, is there? I mean, say if you was to go out for a drink, you would prepare a way of getting home.
Yeah.
Otherwise, but tiredness is something you can't really anticipate. No. And what can you do if the situation arrives?
Absolutely. No, I agree. I mean, it's just, you just hope to heaven. Well, it was like last night, in actual fact. I mean, you know, I'm exhausted now because I hardly slept last night. Yeah. I wanted to see my daughter.
Do you think there's possible dangers to driving whilst tired?
Well, obviously. I mean, you're going to end up crashing the car, aren't you? But I've driven tired locally, but I'd never do it on the M25 or anything like that. That's just asking for trouble.
So you think short journeys are okay to drive whilst tired, but on driving on the motorway perhaps because it's so monotonous and you're not doing a lot.
Yes, yes. I mean, when you're driving locally, you know the roads better anyway and you know where you are and you know which turn off you're going. But on the M25 or such like, you can really end up in the soup if you go past your turn off and things like that.
Have you ever driven whilst tired before?
No.
Never? In your whole experience of driving, you've not once been tired whilst driving?
No. I'm a district nurse, so driving is my job, so no.
So you take that into consideration. Every time you drive, if you're tired, you just won't do it?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because it's irresponsible. If I don't feel in control of the car, then I shouldn't be driving. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
If you were in the situation, say, you'd had a hard day at work, you just finished work, and you're quite tired, you hadn't slept very well the night before, how would you get home?
It just depends, doesn't it? I mean, you should take regular breaks if you're at work. They do allow you. You know, you have to be mindful of what you do during the day. Try and keep, you know, yourself healthy. And just think about the day ahead, what you've got to do before you actually set off.
So your whole day, effectively then, is kind of planned around your drive home, would you say?
Well, I think everybody does get tired, of course, but you have to try and see, you know, what you've got ahead. And, you know, it's just very difficult for everybody. They're all individuals, so it just depends on the person and what they can do and what they feel they can do. It's all individual, isn't it?